He continued down the hallway in a swift, low run, shard blade carried in a reverse grip, extending out behind him.
Tonight, at least, I'm assassinating a man who deserves his fate.
Seth hadn't seen a soul since leaving the rooftop. Could Gavishaw have been foolish enough to place all of his guards outside, leaving his bedchamber undefended? Ahead, the doors into the master's rooms lay unwatched and dark at the end of a short hallway.
Suspicious.
Seth crept up to the doors, listening. He hesitated, glancing to the sides. A grand stairway led up to the second floor. He hustled over and used his blade to shear free a wooden knob from the nearest newel post. It was about the size of a small melon. A few hacks with the blade cut a cloak-sized section of drapery free from a window. Seth hurried back to the doors and infused the wooden sphere with stormlight, giving it a basic lashing that pointed it westward, directly ahead of him. He cut through the latch between the doors and eased one open. The room beyond was dark. Was Gavishaw gone for the evening? Where would he go? The city was not safe for him yet. Seth placed the wooden ball in the middle of the drape, then held it up and dropped it. It fell forward toward the far wall. Wrapped in fabric, the ball looked vaguely like a person in a cloak running through the room in a crouch. No concealed guard struck at it. The decoy bounced off a latched window, then came to rest hanging against the wall. It continued to leak stormlight. That light illuminated a small table with an object atop it. Seth squinted, trying to make out what it was. He edged forward, slinking into the room, closer and closer to the table.
Yes.
The object on the table was a head, one with Gavishaw's features. Shadows thrown by stormlight gave the grisly face an even more haunted cast. Someone had beaten Zeth to the assassination.
Zeth's on Nuturo.
Seth turned, spinning his shard blade around and falling into a defensive stance. A figure stood on the far side of the room, shrouded in darkness.
Who are you?
Are you satisfied with this, Zeth's on Nuturo? Are you satisfied with trivial crimes? Killing over meaningless turf and backwater mining villages?
Seth scanned the room, looking for motion in the other shadows. None seemed to be hiding anyone.
I've watched you. You've been sent to intimidate shopkeepers. You've killed footpads so unimportant even the authorities ignore them. You've been shown off to impress whores, as if they were high, light-eyed ladies. What a waste.
I do as my master demands.
You are squandered. You are not meant for petty extortions and murders. Using you like this, it's like hitching a Rashadium stallion to a rundown market wagon. It's like using a shard blade to slice vegetables, or like using the finest parchment as kindling for washwater fire. It is a crime. You are a work of art, Zeth's son Nuturo, a god, and each day Makik throws dung at you.
Who are you?
An admirer of the arts.
Do not call me by my father's name. He should not be sullied by association with me.
The sphere on the wall finally ran out of stormlight, dropping to the floor.
Very well. But do you not rebel against this frivolous use of your skills? Were you not meant for greatness?
There is no greatness in killing. You speak like a Kukori. Great men create food and clothing. He who adds is to be revered. I am he who takes away. At least in the killing of men such as these, I can pretend to be doing a service.
This from the man who nearly toppled one of the greatest kingdoms in Roshar.
This from the man who committed one of the most heinous slaughters in Roshar.
What you did was a mere breeze compared to the storm of slaughter shardbearers wreak on a battlefield each day. And those are breezes compared to the tempest you are capable of.
Seth began to walk away.
Where are you going?
Gavishaw is dead. I must return to my master.
The figure dropped something round and heavy. It rolled across the floor toward Zeth. Another head. It came to rest on its side. Seth froze as he made out the features. The pudgy cheeks were stained with blood, the dead eyes wide with shock.
Makik? How?
We took him seconds after you left the gambling den.
We?
Servants of your new master.
My oathstone?
The figure opened his hand, revealing a gemstone suspended in his palm by a chain wrapped around his fingers. Sitting beside it, now illuminated, was Zeth's Oathstone. The figure's face was dark. He wore a mask. Zeth dismissed his shard blade and went down on one knee.
What are your orders?
There is a list on the table. It details our master's wishes.
Zeth rose and walked over. Beside the head, which rested on a plate to contain the blood, was a sheet of paper. He took it, and his stormlight illuminated some 24 names written in the warrior's script of his homeland. Some had a note beside them with instructions on how they were to be killed.
Glories within. These are some of the most powerful people in the world. 6 High Princes? A Sileg Gerontark? The King of Yakavet?
It is time you stopped wasting your talent.
This will cause chaos, infighting, war, confusion and pain such as the world has rarely known.
The chained gemstone on the man's palm flashed. The wall vanished, turning to smoke.
A soul caster.
Indeed. Our master directs that you are to use tactics similar to those you employed so well in Alethkar years ago. When you are done, you will receive further instructions.
He then exited through the opening, leaving Zeth horrified. This was his nightmare. To be in the hands of those who understood his capabilities and who had the ambition to use them properly. He stood for a time, silent, long past when his stormlight ran out. Then, reverently, he folded the list. He was surprised that his hands were so steady. He should be trembling, for soon the world itself would shake.